This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America Tonight, Kate Delaney, how are you doing? Love that jam. We're going to go right at the top and talk about what's going on in Washington and out of Washington. The Prez is in Paris, a couple of awkward moments, including telling Brigitte Macron, although maybe she was flattered, that she looked terrific. She's like 24 years older than her husband. That used to be a thing, never a thing in France, but a thing in other places, other parts of the world. But pretty interesting. Trump did say that ties with France and Macron are unbreakable. Well, that's a good thing, because we need allies like France, no matter if there are disagreements. And he said after talks focused on joint U.S.-French efforts to fight terrorism in the Middle East and Africa, of course, that's the big deal. And it was a bilateral meeting at the Elysee Palace with the Prez, and the outcome, just that things were fine. Because there's not going to be any deep dive on that, let's put it that way. While the Prez was there, the questions abound over the Senate Republican health care bill, because it's really teetering. Is this thing crashing off course, or are there going to be the votes there? I feel like a broken record, because I'm always saying the same thing. Let's read the tea leaves. And, you know, even with pretty good connections and talking to folks, I mean, look, Collins is a no on this. Rand Paul is a no on this. You just start to do the math, and that's the way it is. So Senator Susan Collins is against the health care plan, even with the latest draft and the change. She's not going to go that way. She said the only way she'd change her mind is if there was something in the new bill that wasn't discussed or I didn't fully understand. It's not there. So her inclination is to say no. And I don't think they're going to pass the bill. I don't think so. I think it's a moot point. I do. I think it's so not going to happen now. Probably in the fall. Some would disagree with that. I talked to somebody today on the Hill. They felt pretty confident that it would happen before the August break. I'm going to say, I don't think so. I don't think we're going to see that. So that means the waiting, isn't it what Tom Petty said? The waiting is the hardest part. Well, the waiting for whatever's going to happen is going to continue. And Rand Paul pretty much agrees with Collins for different reasons. He says the bill is the same as the old bill. I've been involved in crafting complicated legislation for a long time. And the experience is when you go through a committee process, the bill gets vetted, you hear from experts, you get good ideas. So he thinks it's a better idea to do that anyway. So look for not much to happen there. It's not going to happen. As much as they can bang the pots and pans for doing something, it's not going to happen. While that's going on, so boom, you've got the Prez in France. You have healthcare bill teetering in the Senate, and you have Don Jr. teetering from emails. So government watchdogs actually filed a complaint against Jr., Jared Kushner, and Paul Manafort Thursday with a federal agency that oversees elections, arguing the three actually violated the law by meeting with a Russian who was offering damaging information on Hillary Clinton. The Federal Election Commission is the only federal agency that can bring civil charges for violations of the campaign finance law. So the odds are still not that good either in this case. I mean, is the evidence there? Is the evidence clear that what the law says, what happened there, at the meeting, Donald Trump Jr. in the White House, of course, insisting there was no wrongdoing. Democratic lawmakers want the FEC to bring that civil charge against Trump Jr., saying it violated the law. The big thing is the Department of Justice could bring criminal charges. So I think a lot of this is in their lap. I do. I think it's up to them to decide which direction this goes. And there's no way to know that yet. But if there's something there, if there's enough evidence, then it gets taken up. Guarantee it. If there's enough. And I say this all the time, but doesn't it always come back to Russia? It's like a game of Clue, where you have all these other intriguing possibilities, but yet it comes back to Russia. Time and time and time and time again. At the top, I gotta say this. The voice of Kermit the Frog says he is devastated. Why would the voice of Kermit the Frog be devastated? Because he got fired. The puppeteer was fired after 27 years. Steve Whitmire took over as Kermit after Jim Henson died in 1990. He wrote a wild blog post saying he's leaving against his will and would never consider abandoning Kermit. He was told in October that Kermit was being racist, or recast rather, not racist, there's a big difference, was being recast, and he kept silent as he tried to address what was happening leading up to his firing. So that's it. He's toast. It was 27 years is a long, long time. But they're changing. I mean, they're changing what's happening with the Muppets, and they're changing shows. And, I mean, I don't know that it's a shocker because we're seeing things happen. And he's surprised. And that, like I said, that's a long time. How many people listening to my voice have been in a job 27 years? Probably very, very few. Very few. The House Majority Whip, Steve Scalise, who was critically wounded, if you remember, in a shooting at a baseball practice about a month ago, has undergone surgery for an infection linked to his bullet wounds. You know, he's been there for a while. The Louisiana congressman and the third-ranking House Republican upgraded a fair condition. They say he's still going to require careful monitoring to determine if they need to do anything else because it was just that bad. He was wounded along with four other people. June 14th is when that happened, when a man opened fire on a baseball practice field in Alexandria, Virginia. Capitol Police and other officers, of course, got into a shooting match with him and killed him. But the 51-year-old congressman was hit in the hip, and the bullet tore into blood vessels, bones, and internal organs. Lucky he was alive, but he's had to have so many surgeries. Just an absolute tragedy that happened on that day. All right, I'm jumping the fence. Jump with me. I'll see you on the other side.
About time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Blues from a soul I burned to black, playing my tune from a broken home. I was headed to that place, didn't know it would not come back. A place only one goes when their mind is torn. I met a girl outside, standing by the door. Nothing from in the earth except the scent of lukewarm gin. I said, how do you do? What did, can I move you for? She said, that ain't no use.
All right, thanks for hanging with us here on ATN. Hope you had a great week, everybody, as we swing into another weekend. Thank goodness, right? I'm ready for the weekend. I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm ready. It was a crazy, crazy wild week. And isn't that what the weekend's for? Just to chillax? It doesn't seem like that happens very often. I'm gonna try it though. I'm gonna try this new thing called relaxing. I'll let you know how it goes. Some of you may have that problem. I've certainly gotten enough emails from people who talk about the fact that they're not great at relaxing either, so I get it. How about this? I talked about Friday, they're giving away this in the last hour. I talked about the Friday heading into the weekend, they're giving away this free iced tea from 1 to 2. That's like 45 calories at Starbucks. And that would be a fun thing to do, right? And then you could go to the movies and catch one of the new flicks that's out there. Maybe The Big Sick, maybe Spider-Man if that's your jam. Or perhaps the Planet of the Apes. I can see myself and the other going to see, meaning my husband, going to see maybe Planet of the Apes. Yeah, could happen. Could happen. What's happening is that I'm getting, a lot of you are picking up on my cue to tell us what is big in your, what is big in your neighborhood. So I got a ton of email on what's happening. I call it what's happening in the hood. And while we do have a mailbag segment coming up, I wanted to hit on a couple of these quickly. One of them is from Leah, who says, Kate, I live in Savannah, and we listen to your show, and I heard you talk about what is there to do in your backyard. Yeah, what's there to do in your hood? And there's a lot to do in Savannah. Savannah has amazing festivals and great golfing. I've heard you talk about golf. Also, great weather. And it's a beautiful coastal Georgia city kind of town that's known for the Savannah River. We've got cobblestones everywhere and parks that you would love. We've got a Gothic church that's in the middle of the activity there. And I love Savannah, and I love telling people about Savannah. So take the show here. We would welcome with open arms. It's known for architecture is one of the things. There's even Civil War reenactments. There's like all this kind of charm off the beaten path. I mean, I've been to Savannah, but it's been so long. I remember the parks. I remember that. But I would love to go back to Savannah and go to Tybee Island or go to the historic district, right? The historic district in Savannah is pretty cool, outdoor kind of cafes and a lot of art festivals, a lot of concerts, that kind of thing. And there is a cool bed and breakfast that I heard about that is there in that historic district, and it goes back to the 1800s, I want to say. So it's close to that one cool park. Yeah, I see myself coming to Savannah, like, probably next year. Okay, got another one. I'm just going to give you a couple. What's buzzing in the hood? And this one, buzzing in the hood, is from Louisville. And, of course, we're on in Kentucky and Louisville. I love, let me say that again, love Louisville. I spent plenty of time there. It's got the Louisville Slugger Museum. That's where they produce the Major League bats. There's all kinds of things happening, of course, as far as Louisville is concerned. And, of course, you think horse racing, right? And it's interesting because it's one of those cities that goes back to the 1778, and it was founded by George Rogers Clark. It's named after King Louis from France, and it's one of the oldest cities west of the Appalachian Mountains. I was reading about that in this little email here, links in this email, and of course, you know, what else do you have there? It's the home of Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's the site of United Parcels World Air Hub. I didn't even know that. I had a link to that too as well. But it's really pretty. I mean, really super, super pretty place to walk around, spend some time in, and there's plenty to do. That's what I noticed when I was there. I thought there was a lot to do. There's a lot of historic areas to go and tour. There were, cool festivals. And there were a lot of, they host the largest annual Beatles festival in the world. They call it Abbey Road on the River. It lasts 5 days. And I've heard that is something to see. And I've been there many, many, many times, but I have not been there for the Beatles shebang, and that would be pretty cool. All right, so thanks for all of that. Remember, what's happening in the hood, you can send that to me again. Go to americatonight.net, americatonight.net, and click on contact and tell me what's shaking in your neck of the woods, because I think it's interesting. I want to pass it along, since we have a lot of people that listen to the show that, guess what, they travel. Yeah, they travel. I haven't dipped into the sports world very much, surprisingly, but I'm going to do that. So in dipping into the sports world, how about this? I think what's intriguing is this fight between Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. I can't get enough of it. Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather are going to go at it in August, and it's going to be a huge payday. But what kind of a chance does McGregor have against Floyd Mayweather, who could win his 50th bout? And he's going to be 40. And for McGregor, he's 28, but he's in a much different game than Mayweather. If Mayweather didn't win the fight, I think it would be a black eye, so to speak, for him. But while the trash talking continues between the two, they're doing this world tour thing and it's almost up, the conversation shifts to, okay, once they get down to business and they've promoted this whole boxing match, how will McGregor be able to get to Floyd Mayweather? And he's just going to have to surprise him. I mean, that's what he's going to have to do. Because if not, I don't see how he stays toe-to-toe with him. You think of the gloves, 10-ounce gloves. McGregor's not used to that. I mean, he may be training, however he's training. I still think it's incredibly, incredibly difficult. And here's one from the High Five file. Brandon Marshall gave an interview that became pretty wild when two Boston-area radio hosts pushed the Giants receiver on race and his domestic violence allegations. So, and this was on a popular station, WEEI, when they kept asking him about his comments a couple of years ago and on how he felt the NFL handled the Deflategate suspension of Tom Brady. Marshall said at the time, the white players specifically at the quarterback position are treated differently. So all of that continued to go back and forth. And finally he said, he was there, he's going to Johnny Damon's charity golf tournament, and he said, can I get off this interview? I'm done with you guys. Change the subject or I'm getting off and dropping the mic. He was asked about the domestic violence issues. He was arrested back in 2008 on a charge, and he decided, you know what? Bye. He left the interview. And he spilled his coffee on the host's computer. Whoa, and they played it over and over again all day in Boston. They'll probably get big ratings. That's what happens. Coming up next, Forbes Books at Bedtime. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Very pleased to welcome to the show Dr. Marilyn Paul, author of An Oasis of Time, How a Day of Rest Can Save Your Life. Boy, I like that. She's written so many other books, too, and I love the titles of so many of them. It's hard to make a difference when you can't find your keys. The 7-Step Path to Becoming Truly Organized. I think I need to go back and read that one. That's one of her many books that I missed. And I want to make sure I do her justice. I mean, she's been everywhere. You've probably seen her on the Discovery Channel. You've probably seen her in one of your local papers or national paper, USA Today. And this new book, again, love the title, and it really is a solution for that chronic sense of pressure that lies in the ancient tradition of the Sabbath. That intrigues me. So, Dr. Paul, welcome to the show. And that title of your new book, explain that.
So I started out, I am a workaholic. Let me just admit from the beginning, I love to work. I get up, I get things done, I check things off my list. But I found, thank you. Thank you so much. I found that I always had that sense of pressure, like I always had to get something done, whether I was working or at home or doing errands. I had my list, and I had what I call the just one more thing syndrome before I rested or took a break. I just wanted to get one more thing done, which meant that I didn't do much resting. And what I have found from interviewing scores of people and practicing this myself, that there is a way to get free from that constant sense of pressure and the sense of overwhelm. And that is to take an extended break with certain criteria, that you start and end the break, that you plan for it, so you don't just say, oh, okay, time for a break, and then you're back on a screen. So
yeah,
I've learned a lot.
Break, as if a break means 30 seconds, and then the draw of the screen pulls you back, so you really took no break at all.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So I think one of the solutions to our problem, and people, I've done a lot of research into what stress does to us. We are overweight, we're tired, we're depressed, we spend less time with our kids. So we need to reduce that sense of stress. It affects our physical health. We're 50% of us, at least, are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. That's very serious. It's not like having a cold. So what I found from studying this is that there is a way out. It's not an easy way out, but there's a way out of the stress and constant pressure by applying these what I call gateways to an oasis in time that you do regularly, and so you get used to a rhythm of work and rest.
Mm. Mm. All right, so let's jump on that. Gateway to an oasis for everybody listening. How do we do it? Because I have that exact problem that you're talking about.
Okay, so you start off, I have five gateways. Plan, protect, and prepare. That's gateway one. You set aside the time. You protect it. And you think of something to do. Research shows that our breaks are useful when we actually get completely detached from work and we truly relax. So we let go of that feeling of pressure, one, by planning. Second, begin and end your break. So that means, let's just say you want an hour. You actually dedicate that hour with a start. Let's say you do something special for your start. Maybe you take a little walk or you stand up and stretch. Now I'm in my oasis for an hour. And that means the next gateway is disconnect so that you can connect with yourself, with others, or your deeper sense of meaning. For some people, that will be their higher power. Disconnect to connect. The next one is slow down. Even practice moving a little slower. And that helps you bring your attention to the present moment to savor. Slow down to savor. And then finally, let go of achieving. Just temporarily. You're not trying to get anything done, to rest, reflect, and play. And play is a big part of this. Play might mean you're having fun playing tennis, but it also might mean play also has that meaning of finding a spaciousness in what you're doing. So play might be your arts and crafts project. It might mean cooking, but you're doing it for fun. So that's what, those are the five gateways.
So I'm not speaking from experience here, Dr. Paul. We're talking with Dr. Marilyn Paul. She's the author of the new book, An Oasis in Time, How a Day of Rest Can Save Your Life. I'm not speaking from experience here, of course, wink, wink, wink. Okay. But I find that if I was going to try to do what you just suggested, the hardest part for me, but also the part that would probably ensure that I had success, would be me just focusing on getting my behind out of the chair and putting my phone down. Like, if I could just do that, then I could pretty successfully guarantee that I would get away from it for an hour. But I find that it is almost impossible for me to walk away from a computer and to set down a phone and walk away. And do you find that other people have one particular point that's the biggest barrier?
Greg, I love what you're saying because it's true for me also. After all of this practice, I have been observing a Sabbath for years, and it's that moment when I say, I just have one more thing to do. And in my book, I give a lot of examples of how to do that, but here is one of the key ones. You need to create your own big why. Why do you want this? What's your big reason? What's it costing you to stay in that chair on the phone? And what are the benefits of getting your Oasis in time? Look, for some people it might be every week, for some people every month. You can take these techniques and do it every day. But the idea is this bit of refreshment transforms your health, your well-being, and your sense of connection to this amazing planet we're on and the people that are around you. But it's very hard to do without your big why.
Yeah, and so I have a chicken and egg question for you.
Sure.
And that is, have so many of us reached this level of need for overachievement and need for overconnectedness? The chicken and egg question is, how did we get here? Did the technology drive us to this? Or were we driving ourselves to this and the technology has just enabled us? Or is it some combination of the two? I would love to know how I got here because I think it might help me intellectually understand how to break out of the trap.
Sure. So it's a great question. And I looked back and you would be amazed to see that 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 50 years ago, even 100 years ago, people had this strong desire to work and achieve, and this is part of our great American culture.
Mm.
I think adding the technology, the connectedness, the digital connectedness, has sort of put us over the top. We love to achieve. We love to get things done. But we have lost some of those rituals that kept us at the table on a Sunday morning after church where we would sit down with relatives. There are places where that happens in the States, luckily. But many of us just keep moving. It's a cultural habit. I think even a little bit of rest, even going back to a little bit of Sabbath time every week, will help us connect with our neighbors, connect with our kids, connect with our friends, and connect with the beauty of nature around us.
Yeah. We only have 1 minute left, but I have to ask you this. If you do this, do you find that you would actually be more productive, Dr. Paul, and happier?
Listen to her question.
Okay.
Her question's about being productive.
The whole point of doing the hard work to get up away from the computer and put down the phone, the whole point in the end, well, there are two. One is to be more productive. The other is to be happier. And I guess thirdly is to remember awe. And why I say awe is that research shows over and over again that when we are connected and humble about our place in the universe, we are happier, kinder, and in general, living a better life.
I so agree with that. Oh, boy. I just was at a big conference with some of the best speakers in the world, and I saw it with them. They're incredibly busy, pulled in a lot of directions. But guess what? They did exactly what you're saying, that they took those breaks, and no matter what, they took them and had them scheduled. And I could see that definitely made a difference. I hope everyone picks up your book because I think it's so necessary. An Oasis in Time, How a Day of Rest Can Save Your Life. Dr. Marilyn Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Again, the mailbag is full, and there is no way we could leave this hour without diving into so many of your thoughts. And I thank you, everybody listening to America Tonight. I know some of you listen live, some of you download it, all that kind of stuff. Go to TuneIn, and you can find it there, because I've had people ask me that. So anyway, let's jump to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Here's one from Rod, who says, Kate, I haven't emailed you in a while, but did you hear about this data leak of the users online for Verizon? That is brutal. Man, this is the world. The world is, if you are in computers, I think the best place to go is in security, because there certainly has to be more jobs in this area. Hey, you would think, right? So you're right about Verizon. They confirmed yesterday that the 6 million customers, their information was online. And the issue was, the error was made by customer phone numbers, names, PIN codes publicly available online. And PIN codes, as you all know, are used to confirm the identity of people who call for customer service. So UpGuard, the security issue was uncovered by cybersecurity firm UpGuard. And that's the same company that discovered leaked voter information in June. They said the error initially could impact 14 million accounts. Wow. And this is somebody we've talked to. Chris Vickery discovered it and said that Verizon was working to facilitate customer service calls of the data that was collected over the last 6 months. It is so brutal when you give information that you have to give. I mean, cybersecurity is a fact of life now. Let's face it. We've interviewed some of the best people in the business. And what have we heard over and over again? People don't take this seriously. It's just a little good reminder for you on the personal side. Change up your passwords. Check everything that you're doing. Don't give, information out either. You know, be very careful with that. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Connie, who says, Kate, I saw this crazy story, and I thought of you immediately because we've talked about traffic stops and how sometimes the cops don't realize who they're stopping. And I happened to see this story this morning about somebody in Florida. I think it was a state attorney who was pulled over and is being pretty interesting and gracious about it and saying she wanted to use it as a teachable moment. Did you read that? Yes. Aramis Ayala, I hope I'm saying that name right, is Florida's only black elected state attorney. And since taking office, I guess, she is the head of the 9th Judicial District that covers a couple of different counties. She was pulled over in Orlando on June 19th, just a traffic stop, and it lasted a couple of minutes, and the officer said, what agency are you with? She said, I'm the state attorney. The officer says that he and his partner pulled her over after a check of her license plate came up empty. She asked what the tag was run for, tells her they run all the tags. And he said, that's how we figure if cars are stolen and that sort of thing. So that was kind of, you know, there was a few little faux pas-y things that happened there. And she said that, you know, she confirmed that she was pulled over. She agreed with the police that the stop was lawful. She left, you know, no question that she was going to follow up. And she said, I violated no laws. The license plate, while confidential, was and remains properly registered. The tint wasn't in a violation. But the traffic stop is consistent with Florida law. She said she wanted to have a constructive and respective relationship between law enforcement and the community. I wanted to make sure I got that right, so, because I just heard briefly what happened in that story. And as she said, it's just, let's just sit down and have an open dialogue with the chief of the Orlando Police Department how this incident impacts the goal. So anyway, wow. That's good. I mean, I don't see that as negative. I see that as positive because she's not all over them and saying that it was ridiculous and whatever, saying let's make this a teachable moment kind of thing and blah, blah, blah. All right, how about this? This story, or this is pointing to a story. Charlie says, Kate, I heard you talk about the missing guys in Pennsylvania, the place that you said was outside of Philadelphia, New Hope. I looked it up, and it is indeed a beautiful place, and this is indeed a very creepy story. And you have to assume that, I don't know, what happened to the one guy? Did he just freak out and go after the other guys, or what do you think happened? Well, they're not saying very much. They're just saying that the son of the people who own the property was accused of stealing and trying to sell the car of the one guy. So is it something to do with that? What is it? I mean, but now they have these cadaver dogs. That's how they found a couple of the bodies. And you had three men missing over several days last week within a mile of each other. So that's not right. And they said the one guy didn't show up for work. He was a beer runner at a restaurant bar in nearby Doylestown. So it is the craziest thing. And sad, because obviously something happened here. They made an arrest. I talked about that. Is it something about selling a car to a friend? Is there something about what happened with this car? It would seem. But what happened with the, you know, how do three guys end up dead? How does that happen? I can't answer that question because we don't know any of the details. All of that is unfolding now, right? All right, let's dive on another one. This one is from Christopher, who says, Kate, I know you've talked about this before. You've talked about cities and floods. And they did a study on these cities and floods, and I just wanted you to pass that on to your listeners, that they're talking about places like Boston and New York and Miami and saying that it could be pretty grim as to what you could expect and where you live as far as the sea levels are concerned. And if you live along the coast, you may find that you won't be able to pass this on to other family members, if you know what I mean. Well, yeah, they're doing research on it because of chronic floods and if they're going to grow, what's happening. They released a study. The Union of Concerned Scientists released a study Wednesday, and it listed cities, and I think this is what you're referring to, listed cities that are going to be inundated with water, and it means inundated for non-wetland areas. And they're saying that the floods, like looking at Miami, floods on a regular basis, has spent millions of dollars on mitigation, hasn't even reached 10% of what they're saying is inundation. According to the study, they are chronically inundated. And if you keep having that, of course, and you think of living there, what that does, yeah, you're going to see more people move back. And the cities, sadly, are places I've spent a lot of time in, and they're beautiful. The Jersey Shore, parts of North Carolina, Louisiana, very vulnerable. And that there's other cities, Galveston, Texas, Sanibel Island, incredible, in Florida, Hilton Head, South Carolina, Ocean City, Maryland, and again, those places around the Jersey Shore. You can't just solve that problem. I mean, if there is any kind of a sea level rise problem, you're going to have to come up with a way to deal with it. And redirecting that water, which is not an easy thing to do. Because you don't have a lot of time to, when that happens, you don't have a lot of time to prepare for that. Right? You don't. All right, let's move on to another one, because we're not solving this riddle overnight. All right, let's move on to another one. This is probably going to be our last one. This one is from Jake. Hi, Jake in Austin, frequent emailer the last decade to this show. Can you believe it's been on the air for a decade with me hosting America Tonight? Wow, crazy. So Jake says, Kate, Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor, the MMA guy fighting, I know you like sports. Do you think the cage fighter has any chance against the boxer? Oh, I think Floyd Mayweather has to definitely take out Conor McGregor. They're on this world money tour thing, and they're trash-talking each other, but especially Conor McGregor. And I don't see how that works out, because the glove sizes are different. So 10 ounces of glove for a boxer and the way you box is much different than MMA. Now, you look at MMA, and McGregor's incredible. He's got all kinds of crazy mad skills, but boxing is not the prerequisite, and it's a big difference when you go in a ring with a guy who's 49-0 as far as boxing is concerned. And you know, he's got to probably just avoid any big power punches, and he has to just counter him, because he knows how to do that so well. Mayweather is the favorite, though. 7-51 odds on him. McGregor is 5-1 underdog. So you can obviously see where most of the money will probably go. But this, what happens? That fight is at the end of August in Las Vegas. Thanks for all your emails, and thanks for listening to this version of America Tonight.
The moon is up on the
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.